The definitive guide to making great content. How do you make great, compelling content? That is the question I asked myself when I was starting a blog. It was because of that question that I have researched countless hours on the internet on what makes content great. I have read countless blogs that have provided some amazing content and tried to analyze what makes them work. I have tried to analyze what makes a particular content stand out among the thousands of articles and posts that you see and read every day. After doing all that, I have come up with the definitive guide to making great content that I think will help you make great content after great content. 1. Think about what your reader needs. This is the first step to making great content that makes people want to share it with their friends in Facebook and would want to tweet it to their followers. To find out what your reader needs, you have to put yourselves in their shoes and ask some really tough questions. It may be how to be financially independent or how to lose some weight. You may have to interview some of your readers or do a survey to get to the bottom of your readers' needs. 2. Search for solutions. Now that you know what your reader needs are, now's the time to research on how you will be able to fill their needs. Research is important because it enables you to weigh and consider the different points of view of other people and be able to distinguish which one is the better and applicable to the topic that you are writing. 3. Write it down. Next is putting what you have read and analyzed into paper or in your Word docs. You have to write the solutions to your readers' needs and be able to add and subtract to it or fine-tune it later. Make sure that your content can fill the void that your readers have. Putting it on paper or in your Word docs makes it legit in a sense that you can now have something to build on. When you have problem writing your content, just remember to work with passion. It is the one thing that makes you overcome any writer's block. Passion for what you do and having the right purpose are keys to overcoming any obstacle that comes your way. It is important that you have that passion and like what you do, or else you have to ask the question, what the heck am I doing it for? 4. Review and edit it. Once you have put your thoughts and your research on paper, now is the time to review it and make sure that it answers the questions you want answered. Make sure that your content is focused on fulfilling the need of your reader. I can't reiterate it enough. You have to ask yourself the question, if I was reading this content, was worth it? Would I learn a thing or two, and would I benefit from it? 5. Finalize your work. I know that there are times when you feel the need to continue editing it. Don't worry about it. Just make sure that the words are right and the sentences make sense in the end and are focused on the topic that you are writing. 6. Practice your writing. As they say, makes perfect. You have to learn to write even when you don't feel like writing. It takes discipline to be able to write when you don't like to, and that is what separates the great ones from the good. Write when you're not busy, write when you are on trip. In other words, write as much as you can and learn from writers that you admire. 7. Continue to learn. Read some of best writers out there and try to emulate how they were able to succeed in their field. Check out their work and find out what makes it amazing. It is important to have that attitude of the underdog, where you don't think of yourself as the be-all and end-all. It is through that attitude of being humble that will help you write and learn things that other writers don't bother to learn because they think that they are already it. Those are my top 7 tips to creating great content after great content that will help you draw your audience.